Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By the way, Sean, for all the people that are listening, this is not my show. This is your show out there. You need to call and make your appointment with God by asking tough questions and then seeking the truth. And as you seek the truth, you'll find wisdom, and wisdom will save you. Not only financially, but physically, spiritually, and save your nation. Now, there's a lot of people out there in regular and alternative media, and there are different motivations by those people. One of the things that I take away the idea that they think that Waldeco just wants to get, you know, worshipped. No. Or he wants to get wealthy. No. I don't charge for my consults. If I get blessed, I also tell people the most important thing is that the blessings that I receive, everybody else needs to receive. In fact, I'm not special. The most important statement I make is the gifts that God's given me. He wants to give everybody gifts. He wants to make sure that people realize the human race, once they come in the alignment with the will of the Creator God, he wants to give them not only eternal life in heaven, which is the eternal now, but also an extended life here on earth in a safe world that doesn't have war, pestilence, or disease. And I'm here as a messenger of the Most High God. Now, I'm going to make this statement. I am not accepted in my own family as a prophet. You know that, right?
Yes.
Now, years ago, Michelle believed in me when she first heard me, and she even was the one who called the hospital back in February of 1994 after I told her that I was supposed to the city from which the mark of the beast would come. And she got a call back 20 minutes later from Joyce Wolfe, and actually because we went there and I served at the CCOM, we had the insurance to cure my little daughter of her heart disease. Otherwise, Kelsey, since 1994, would not be alive now. My little sweetheart, Kelsey.
Yeah.
Maria.
Yes,
yeah, fine. Now, a lot of people think because Deagle's had these experiences, he's definitely going to be psychotic. He has a psychotic break. No. One thing I am not. I may be a little manic asleep at night, but I am not psychotic. I don't make things up to try to either get people to like me, not like me, manipulate people, make them think I'm so special. And to be honest with you, I'm sort of starting to get some ideas why God might have selected me. But to be honest with you, you know, Mike Rowe, and he has a thing called Dirty Jobs. I like his show. One of my favorite shows. The job that I have is the dirtiest job. When you're not respected by your own family, so they'll even take the vaccines, which my middle and my youngest son and the girlfriends took the vaccines, and my own wife, even against my advice. And then they made the statement of, well, we know that you can rescue us. I say, well, the latest statement is I've been told by my family members who are involved in my business that you must just tell people to you know, take the supplements that'll, you know, save them. I think, well, if I said to 1,000 people that go ahead for your job as a doctor, nurse, or you're working for the government or military to take the shots, and you either couldn't afford to take all of them or you decided you're going to cut the dosage down so you're going to think that you're going to save some money, you're probably either going to get sick or dead. Now, a lot of people, including my own relatives, think they can argue with me. Now, you know, when it deals with science or things that God's inspired me on, whether it's the Bible or galactic physics or oceanography or whatever, arguing with Deagle is a suicidal activity, isn't it?
It definitely is.
It's a form of intellectual suicide. Not because I'm wonderful, but because God made me this way. He made me gifted. Now, I can be taught. If you're out there and you have grade 5 and you have an average IQ, but if you have a personal experience and you want to teach me, I'm more than willing to be taught. Because if you have a personal experience and some thing logic, I want to attach that to my worldview so I can understand and learn things. Now, I had an interesting guy today, actually. He's my new tech guy taking care of my computer. And I think God has appointments. He made my computer go into hibernation yesterday, so I had to call around. My wife said, get rid of that previous guy, data doctors who couldn't properly do it what you wanted to do. And what happened is, the guy running data doctors, by the way, didn't call me when he's first getting sick in February with the with the coronavirus, the Lambda version, the Delta version, but because he didn't call me, 2 days later he went into a coma for a month. Okay?
Yes.
Now you, I want to tell you this out to your people, and I don't mean to be cruel, but you listen to me, and I bless you, and I heal you, and you don't listen to me, and you will suffer, and you will die. And I do not want to see this happen to my brothers and sisters in the Lord, because you see, although I exist in the physical realm of time space, I exist in the realm of consciousness because my eyes, my astral eye was open. Some people, I'm listening to this one guy, I think his name is Coates. He lives down in Ecuador, and he was interviewed the other day by Mike Adams. And people take things like ayahuasca or CBD or whatever to open up their astral or spirit eye. I don't need to take anything. I'm always seeing the highest level of clarity of the spirit world. In other words, I feel like a one-eyed man in the land of the spiritually blind. So I see the fragments of truth or spirituality in all religions on earth, but I see the clarity in Moses and the Pentateuch, and the spiritual things that eventually resulted in Yeshua coming down, the Father of the flesh. Jesus is not a lesser God. He is God. He created the universe. Now, he's not the Son of God. Hey, Son, come on over here. No. He is God. Now, he is also, this may offend you, and if you turn off the radio if you don't like it, we have a vast universe where there's hundreds of millions of civilizations in our local cosmos where God has visited, both human and non-human. He's brought the real truth and the wisdom of the Creator to those civilizations. We're not talking Mormonism. We're talking about the Creator descending down, almost like, let's put it this way. Think of you loving a little ant colony in your backyard. And you decide you love the ant so much, you're going to descend to become an ant and go to the ant queen and talk to the ant queen and ask them to change some of their ways so that they will become more godly to the surrounding trees and beings and everything else in the world. And you'll advance them so the ants can live really long lives and are healthy and don't get sick and don't get poisoned. But instead, the ants decide to kill you, coming down to actually visit as a co-ant. Well, that's what the best way to think of Yeshua coming down to earth to descend to become a lowly, quote, human being, because he loves us so much, he's willing to come become one of us. So not only is Jesus the Father in the flesh, he's also our oldest brother, because we are the children of God. And if you have a child, like I have my youngest son, Christopher, my middle son, Steve, and my son, Matthew, my daughter, Kelsey, they're not less than me or my wife. They are equal.
Yes.
Well, we, as a civilization, as human beings, when we become in tune with the will of the Most High God, we're not less than God. We are God. We are God. We're the God of this universe when we're totally tuned to the will of the Creator of the universe, and we can't do only anything His words. You have to do God, and add an extra O to do good. You cannot do good without doing God first and adding an O, or O, the will of the Most High God. Now, that's why we're coming out of religion. When the Lord returns, there'll be no public religions. There'll be knowledge of spirituality and fact and spiritual wisdom, but there'll be no such thing as a public denomination of, my denomination knows more than your denomination or whatever.
Yes.
Now, denominationalism is, again, another satanic thing to think, well, we have a little bit of sacred knowledge. We're a secret order, like a secret Masonic order of, you know, the Tools Society of Nazi Germany, which now runs our deep state and so on. But I want people to understand, when people look at my nutraceuticals, they say, well, how does he know these things and have these great formulas? It's not just because he worships me. He's so smart, he figured this out. No. I prayed, and God gave it to me, actually, or he brought people to me supernaturally. So yesterday, my computer went into hibernation, I prayed. I called three companies because my wife said, well, just stop with the other company. They're not going to be available because this guy's just recovering from a coma he was in. And the other guy's not going to be available until Friday, maybe, or Monday. So call him somebody else and get better service. So I did. And the guy that called me happened to be a fellow descendant of the Vikings, I mean, from Norway, and a computer expert. And he's been watching my show and my things for years. And not only did he come back to fix my computer, I spent hours explaining to him all of the, you know, the visions and so on. Now, do you think that my sons or my wife believe any of the visions, or do they think it's delusions of someone who's got some form of psychosis?
Hmm.
What's your guess?
If I heard the...
I'm crazy. In my words, in their words, I'm crazy as a bad hatter. I'm not. My feet are firmly planted in the Most High God of the universe. And it's actually really simple what I know. If I'm lost, which is really frequently, I wake up in the morning and say, God, I don't know anything. I said, yes, you know. You don't know anything compared to the vastness of the universe, but you are thousands of times ahead of your fellows because they don't know who and what you are. Did you see it on Dr. Bill Deagle? Go ahead.
By the way, do you know where the term or how the term Mad Hatter came into being?
Tell me.
Well, it's a chemistry answer. This is one thing I learned in high school chemistry from an instructor who was very
well. The Mad Hatter had, of course, I think they had lead in the dyes for the hats, so they became lead poisons.
The hatters would work with felt, but in order to form the felt in the ideal positions, they used mercury, and so the Mad Hatter's fingers and hands were getting this mercury, which got into their bloodstream, which in turn would go to their brain, causing them to go mad or insane. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So when we go on here, I want people to ask questions. Don't ask questions like, "Hey, I got a smart guy by Deagle who thinks he knows classified stuff." No, think of it. If asking God, like people often will pray, ask me a question as if you have God on speed dial, and I'll give you the answer to any question in the universe. And my channel is out there for you, 877-317-6430.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit.
Up already with Deanna Lorraine with the Stuart Daily Show talking about the government and media. But I want you to continue with your questions. Go ahead.
Well, for example, right now the American people are relying only on the news media. And
well, let's change it just to make people laugh a little bit. I call it the snooze media. As you watch it, your brain goes to sleep.
Yeah, that's true also. But from God's standpoint, what is going to be basically the means whereby we will be able to counteract that and to effectively communicate with the people and awaken them before it's too late, basically?
First off, we don't awaken anybody. We're just messengers bringing. We're like a letter carrier.
Yes.
And people have to be able to receive their mail. If I get frustrated and God says, stop being frustrated, that's your ego trying to say that somehow you set the timing or prepare the heart so that they'll be able to receive the message and respond appropriately. Now, I'll tell you what's actually trigger people, which is kind of interesting. It's a couple of things. Firstly, one of them is what's called critical race theory, which is really upsetting people, both black, white, and whatever nationality they are, because they don't want to teach racism in schools. And the other is basically the idea that even if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, that they're going to basically pull people away in these green zones, which are part of this new infrastructure bill. So you'll be put in a civil detention camp if you're of a high-risk group or you're unvaccinated, to not only protect yourself, but all the other people who are supposed to be vaccinated, that they're protected, which we know is a lie because the vaccines are not stopping. The vast majority of nations that have high vaccination rates, like Israel and Australia and so on, that all the people that are dying are people who are vaccinated. So it doesn't matter if it's a lie. They'll keep yelling you the lie in your face, like somebody screaming at you. Let's say if you're WWE and you're in the ring, and they yell at you and yell at you and yell at you something you know is not true. But they figure you're going to succumb to the lie if they yell at you long enough. Like the old Russian saying, if I throw enough wet mud against the wall, it'll stick. Some of it'll stick. Now, people are not that dumb. And they, unfortunately, for the globalists, people are waking up. And they're waking up because of these two issues. Even in nations that don't have guns, like the UK and so on, they're protesting like crazy because they're now talking about putting people away in prison if they don't actually succumb or give them giant fines or removing them from their job. And now the latest, of course, is they're talking about health professionals. Here in California, the Governor Newsom is saying that 2 million health professionals must be vaccinated, doctors, nurses, etc. And I know my own orthopedic surgeon that did my PRP injections on my knee says neither him nor his colleagues or anybody he knows are going to submit willingly to the vaccines. It doesn't matter. If you're a coward, you're going to submit. Now, if you listen to the statements there, even by my wife, Michelle, she says, hey, I took the shots. I trusted Dr. Bill, so I know what the genius is. It's not me being a genius. I have God on speed dial. He gave me the formulas. He told me how to contact someone that originally would create the Edgar Cayce monatomic ID number 20 years ago. You know that? It wasn't Dr. Deagle because I'm a freaking genius. It's because I have God's speed dial phone number. You follow me?
Yes, I do.
They didn't realize it's not worshiping freaking Deagle. I don't want one molecule of worship. I want the people to plug into God themselves. Because their society is not going to be me convincing them. It's me trying to reach them to get them to decide to connect by prayer to the Creator God. The most powerful thing we do is prayer. And when they get prayer, they're going to realize Dr. Deagle, like members of my own family, is not a psychotic nut. He's not bipolar, as they tell me. Bipolar, this is how they're numbskull ideas, I'm bipolar, which I'm not. I've never been depressed in my life. Or that my ideas that I've visited with the Pindar, or I went to heaven when I was 8 years of age, or I got into supernatural visitation and had the angel Gabriel take me to the city from which the mark of the beast would come, and 9 months later to the day, I walked with Dr. Ogrodnik in the flesh 2 miles underground after taken by our guides through Falcon, through a giant elevator, to an underground city where the Gadalt supercomputer system set up by Cray was set up. Now, these are not things that I can just lie to her or anybody else and say, well, I'm psychotic. These are all lies. If you want, I want you to like me now. I'm going to tell you everything that my life experiences just didn't exist. I'd have to say I never existed. I never saw God when I was 8 and a half and he sent me back from heaven. I never saw an angel that brought me to the Colorado Springs. I never had a supernatural visitation by Jesus when I brought my daughter for heart surgery many years ago. But I would be lying. I'd be lying. And I'm not going to lie. Now, I want you to be clear on this, people. I have wonderful family members, but I'm pretty hard to take. Now, if you're a regular Christian, Muslim, whatever they are, Gahai, someone like me is such a space-time anomaly, they're supposed to say, You might exist in someone's comic or in someone's psychotic mind in a kind of a controlled area of a lockdown of a psychiatric facility, but you in the flesh could not possibly exist, Dale. But I do. Like, for example, after I got... One of the special forces team told me in great detail how they destroyed the world, the Oklahoma City Mirror Building with micronukes, RDX, and high explosive core. And they court-martialed him, and they hauled me into the office of SAFECOM with Major Schwinder and the board there. And they fired me and gave me death threats. And I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference of $50,000 in cash, or I'll contact my friends in Delta Force, and he's going to terminate all of you, and there won't be any connection to me. You'll all die. The next day, I got the letter of reference of $50,000. These are not things I'm going to make up. And my wife and my family know this happened, but they think, well, no, Bill's crazy. And I want to say to you people out there now, even those who listen who actually, you know, who understand, when I made the compliments, for example, to Dr. Made, it wasn't because she's more wonderful than my wife, because she is. My wife's fantastic. It's just that I thought somebody would listen to me, including Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Dolores Cahill. It wasn't because I was worshiping them as females and I wanted to have a relationship. It was because I had someone who would listen to me, including Dr. Richard Fleming. Because most people don't. Or if they're broadcasters, they're terrified to bring on Deagle because I'm so far beyond their crazy ideas, even Alex Jones interviewing people all over the world or Mike Adams. They don't know how to contain me because you can't. See, it's not just my personal intellect. I'm tapped into God, so when I get in deep trouble and I can't solve a problem, I pray and God gives it to me. He brings people by, like the guy last night. He called me at 11 o'clock. He's going to fix my computer. He came by and he brought out a hibernation and fixed it today for the show. You have to understand Dr. Deagle walks with God. My grandfather's uncle, oldest brother, George, never had children. He was a millionaire jeweler. My family were jewelers that took care of the priests. Breastplate for thousands of years in the temple in Israel. My family were Kohanim. My ancestor was the daughter of the king of the Medes, which was the Naima family or Naomi, in Eshfahan 2,800 years ago and married the only lineal descendant of the head of the Mosaic family. And my ancestor 2,000 years ago received a direct prophecy from Jesus written down and passed through my family in actual written ancient Aramaic script. That was the basis of Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet, written about a story about a man who would arise at the time of the end as Moses. Now, I'm going to declare this today because, people, we're in the middle of the tribulation. They're ready to start civil detention camps. This is the end. You either listen to me now or you're going to not only physically die a horrifying death or turn to a cyborg, or you're going to spiritually die and end up being fated into eternity, non-existence. So listen up now. Because I'm the angel of light, bringing you truth today.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dixie Fire is continuing to grow in Northern California after destroying more than 1,000 buildings, nearly half of them homes. Director of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, Mark Gilardocci, says while the fire is continuing to burn, a damage assessment is being done.
We are working to actively begin the process of getting that damage assessment done, and then we'll work with our partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency to see about getting some additional aid if possible.
A new Mayo Clinic study is suggesting that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine declined to 42% effectiveness against infection amid the sweeping spread of the Delta variant, with the Moderna vaccine declining to 76%. This is USA Radio News. The first ever Major League Baseball game to be played in Iowa is set for tonight. The Chicago White Sox will play the New York Yankees at 6 o'clock Central Time in the Field of Dreams game, which is being played at the site of the 1989 film near Dyersville. Don Lansing's family owned the land where the movie was made. And as for planting corn after the movie was complete...
It was just so beautiful that it was miraculous that I couldn't possibly do it. I mean, even when some of the crew members left, they told me there's magic out here.
This field.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The Texas Border Coalition is hoping the federal government will reopen land bridges to tourists. Coalition member Laredo Mayor Pete Sines says not letting tourists in hurts the border economy and overall health. The coalition set to meet with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations.
Medicine to
for being a witness of the Most High God. So you out there want to spit on me? God help you. Because I grieve for you right now, and I grieve even for my own family who thinks, well, Bill's crazy. If he stops being bipolar, I'll love him again. But I've reached the end of my road. I don't want a divorce. I don't want to take off and go somewhere else because I know if I'm not here, they're going to suffer first, and then they're going to die because they're going to do something stupid like take a booster shot or take more vaccines or whatever. And eventually they're not only going to have their frontal lobe die, they're going to die basically taking the mark of the beast. And you see, I'm brave enough and stubborn enough and fearless enough that God made me who I am. And so when I met my grandfather's oldest brother, George, in 14, after the priest had attacked and tried to rape me in the vestment room at 14, and I told my father, who beat me unconscious when I told him, he was so angry with me, my grandfather's oldest brother George, who's a millionaire, a bird jeweler, told me about the documents he had coming back 2,000 years, written about the coming of a prophet and like Moses at the time of the end. That person, God help me, is me. It's not because I think I'm wonderful or I'm so special or so nice. To be honest with you, I'm not the kind of guy you invite to dinner. I'll piss you off because I'm going to raise up topics you don't want to hear about at that dinner. I'll make your stomach turn. But I'll tell you the whole truth, whether you like it or not, whether it's your own personal health or the lies you've done or the horrendous things you've done, but I will then provide the bomb of healing, whether your physical body or your spiritual body. That's why I've gone through hundreds of co-broadcasters. Basically, anybody who thinks that there's some form of Christian who can't tolerate me is because I preach the whole gospel, not portions of it. Everything I say can be matched up with a piece of scripture somewhere in the Bible that completes it. Doesn't change it or twist it or do anything, but it completes it. Now, what you understand here if you're hearing me suffer, and if you want to contact my family, even the people who are running my business, it's okay, but you need to tell them, Bill is not frigging crazy. This is the end of the road. We're in the middle of the pre-kinetic phase of World War III. This budget running right now, and I'm watching the shows here on Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, I had Free on my show years ago when he first started. I know he was an ex-crack addict. This guy is a saint. He'd make an excellent vice president or even president. This guy has got the warrior spirit. He's literally, I believe, one of the called-out ones. You know when it says there's a number of called-out? Well, I'm a lament, calling forth the called-out ones, literally the final 12 before the final judgment of God on earth. The tribulation is not often some distant time. It's today. Today I declare, may the will of the Lord my God bless you, and may He wake you up. No matter what your sin is, doesn't matter how much you've hated me or think that, oh, Bill is crazy, his stories are full of it. I had people come up and tell my staff and tell my family, yeah, we know Bill's crazy, but, you know, I don't know how you put up with him. Guess what? There's not a thing I'm saying, which I'm repeating now over and over again over 20-some years, that isn't different. And I want you to know the consequences are I'm ready to live with it, whatever happens. Because right now, at some point, I'm not going to change. What I am going to be is more compassionate and realize it's not my timing of when people wake up. It grieves me that I had a year and a half wasted with the First Nation. They first did it, then they had a fit, and then did it again. And I filed my patent last year, and finally I'm getting it all fixed up with a real good patent lawyer, Russ Winzimmer, who's after to be Jewish. And when we get this out, I have other patents planned. Patents to actually wipe out disease, West Nile virus, autoimmune disease, cancer, etc. The God has given me a repository of healing, a well of healing of the human race, and also a return to a proper capitalist system. We don't have a capitalist system. We have a corporatist system where corporations and giant big tech are now an amalgam of satanic control over the population of Earth. And they don't want you to have private property. They want you to be good human pets and become good, basically, cyborgs in a digital matrix, and never have any more babies. Don't worry, women, about abortion. You'll never be allowed to have another uterine pregnancy. They'll grow fetuses from whatever genetic combination they want to make, including with animal genes, in a bioreactor, and to hell with your idea of male and female sex and family. Now, as your deluded ideas, like this critical race theory, this idea about sexuality that the Biden administration is pushing, they don't want male and female. Do you know that the United Nations has 67 different designations for sexual identity? Not two. And the only institution that God put on earth was male and female, just like He Himself is the male creator God. We are the female counterpart to God in time space. We are sacred. We are not less than God. We are God. G-O-D. When we hear and agree 100% with the Spirit of God, we'll do nothing but the will of God. We are His bride. You don't hear that, do you? Or if you do so many good works, if you're a Mason, you can get saved and you can still live in eternity. No. You're going to cease to exist. The only thing that saves you is a relationship with the Creator. Period.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, when I did abortions, and by the time on Fridays for 3 months, because I had to go to Calgary because my first wife was dying of MS and her sister lived there with her furrier husband, I was required to do abortions, and this director was so impressed with me, Dr. Mott, he wanted me to take over and become the head of the Department of Obstetrics, and eventually the Southern Alberta Abortion. I said, I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, which I did, back with Dr. Otto Heumann at the University of Calgary Department of Pathology and German pathologists I worked with back in the early 1980s. You got to understand, there is no problem on earth or off earth that I cannot solve given enough time, effort, and determination. There is not one. You can assume there is one, but there is not. And I can also pass on my gifts to others. See, I'm not alone here, and I'm here trying to say I'm crying out because I believe I'm in a situation where I get no respect. You know, it's like, you know, that comedian, you know, Rodney Dangerdeagle, I call it. I get no damn respect. I get no respect for my family. They think I'm just a smart doctor that makes good formulas, but they don't think I'm a prophet. They think I'm nuts. Now, I know you're out there listening, and you're going to probably call back and tell me, you know, Bill said this. Well, why don't you wake up and realize, smell the coffee, Bill is not a nut. Yeah, I have trouble sleeping at night because I have so many things going on in my head, and I'm grieving, suffering, okay, because of this. I mean, it's a great deal of suffering when you're treated with such respect, disrespect, that although you are in grave physical and otherwise legal danger, you still try to do this every day. And when I try to even introduce this, you know, and even like great guys like Josh Bernstein, who will be coming on here shortly, you're one of the only people that really understands me, because that's your co-prophet. You're an apostle. You're one of the final 12. Do you know that, John? I've told you that before.
Yes, you did.
That's why you had this gift to know intuitively in your spirit. God inspired you with your high IQ and your spirit, but you're also plugged into God. Well, you knew that the Russians were going to destroy us in Cuba and then Grenada Island. And we've tried with our best to get through to President Trump. Our last letter, God told me in August of 2019, you're going to get your last letter from the president's office with his crazy Donald J. Trump signature with no spaces in it. You know, like it looks like an AKG. On September the 12th, and it was the last letter by a pseudo-representative of Donald Trump in the White House, probably his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who's a Satanist, who works directly with George Soros and bought 666 Wilshire Boulevard from Soros in Washington, D.C., in New York City. Now, you got to understand, you cannot contain me and say, oh, you're just smart, you're just inspired, you just think you're an egomaniac. Nothing could be further from the truth. God has crushed my ego down to a power to make it a perfume fragrant to his nostrils. Anybody who thinks I'm an egomaniac is out of their goddamn effing mind. I'm not doing this out of ego. I'm not doing it out of greed. I'm doing it out of love for the Most High God, for God's people. Now, I've suffered a lot, but I feel today is the day I'm going to announce the fact that we're about to have a breakthrough here shortly. When we break through and we get the EDUCAP to all Americans and people around the world, and they start to realize who is Deagle, who is John W. Spring, who are the people that I bring forth, including my new tech guy, who's actually, I told him I put a link on the site to his site, because he's been following me for 20 years since he was a teenager, and he's 41 now, who fixed my computer. So you gotta wake up, people, and smell the frickin' coffee.
The next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections.
Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. Today's a wake-up call. Now, the wake-up call is this. The Biden administration is illegitimate. If you're watching one of my superheroes is Mike Lindell.
Yes.
And I've been trying like heck to get in touch with Mike, and he's got some phalanx of people around, just like Trump, that you cannot get through directly to the man. If he could get Dr. Deagle on Lindell TV and get me on a regular spot there, or if I could get a regular spot and say, with Mike Adams, no matter where he's been, or even Alex Jones, see, I can take someone who's even been connected to the CIA and some kind of connection there, and make them wake up and say, hey, you know what? Deagle, 70 to 90% of the time, Alex Jones is going to tell you the truth, but he doesn't have the rest of it because he doesn't insert God in the equation. He doesn't insert the fact that God wants to expand his insight, so it's not just physical insight or good contacts or classified information. The most important information is the creator inspiration directly to your spirit and your soul to aware, search, and people to bring forward to you. I've tried to get through to Alex in the last few years. He's not going to respond. Same with Mike Adams, even though I'm over on Brighty on TV, Brighty on channel. I have quite a few people there that watch my Brighty on show. But you see, people are reluctant. They don't want to think, well, Dad's crazy. I can't be crazy too. Or I listen to him because he's entertaining, because he's so freaking weird. He can't be knowledgeable about the vast universe and about God. You know, my pastor tells me the stuff he's saying is purely, you know, he's an apostate. No, nothing that I say counters any scriptures in the Bible. Not one. But you see, it's very difficult for people. And today is a wake-up call because right now, you have Rhino Republicans and Democrats. I call it the circle party. The circle means they've got us circled. And they've decided now, and that, by the way, includes even Donald J. Trump, who is still pushing the idea of the vaccines are important to save a lot of people. He's a big superhero. He saved people with vaccines. No, you idiot, you didn't. He handed over to Azar and Mike Pence, who's a pedophile, who's manipulated by the deep state to put in these toxic vaccines, which will reduce people's fertility, ruin and kill their health, and eventually turn off their brain in the VMAT2 region to turn them into cyborgs. So when you get 5 and 6G, they become literally minions of Satan. They've taken the full-fledged mark of the beast. Oh, no, Deagle. They have to do it willingly. Well, they're doing it step by step by step. How many people have taken a shot and then start to lose their ability to be rational and their frontal lobe starts to die so they drive viciously in the highway, or they start to act like they no longer have a conscience? That's because your conscience resides in your soul, and your soul resides in an area called the VMAT2 region. They're destroying with the vaccines. Now, you have to understand, I had knowledge about this decades before anybody had talked about this anywhere. But they want to think, well, who are you, Deagle? Look, you can go back to my conference, which say in Los Angeles in 2006, and say, how do you know this stuff? I said, because God had my daytimer. I had one guy in Minnesota, in 1999 when I traveled around to 42 cities in Israel. And he said, Deagle, after 7.5 hours talk, he said, everything you say sounds plausible, but how the hell could you be in all these places? You just have to be like 65 people. I said, God is my daytimer, guy. If you think it's just brilliance coming out of me that I managed to invent or know this stuff, you've not been listening. It's God speaking through me, not me being so freaking brilliant that I'm coming up with these ideas. And that upsets people because they say, well, why not me? How come God doesn't talk to me like that? I give me visions. I said, well, you don't open yourself up to the fullness of God. Now, I can do that. I can actually, with use of laying on of hands or the laying on of prayer, open up your spiritual connections to God. And I give you nutraceuticals, which I have recently published a few months ago, how to open what's called the VMAT2 region, the God gene region of your brain, so your brain actually works. To connect to the Creator and to each other, you become empathic with nature and with fellow man. See, in my capitalist system, true capitalist system, you realize you don't own anything. God does. You're just a steward of it. So no one in society should go without health care, food, or shelter. That's number one. And it doesn't matter what your skin color was, your heritage, or whatever. The system we have right now is corporatist. And it means that the corporations and big media and big tech get together to decide, well, we know better than you, even about your own body. Don't worry, because we're going to save people. We're going to take your sorry carcass and haul it away from your wife or husband and put you in a civil detention camp. And by the way, you have your own latrine area you have to clean. And if you don't clean it properly, we're going to punish you or behead you. Just for your sake and the sake of the civilization, we're going to terminate your ass.
Yeah.
Now, that thing is happening today.
Yes.
Now, if you're angry, don't say, well, why don't you do something, Deagle? I said, you out there, assholes, have to contact your local politicians and your congressmen and senators and whatever country you're in, and wake up and smell the coffee, that it's not me going to change things, and God could wave his little pinky, and it could all go away. You know what? He won't do it. You know why? And I'm going to raise this question to you. The reason why Satan is there is not because he's so self-activated and he's a big opponent of God. God allowed him to be the most brilliant, wonderful angel. He had such a big ego issue. He wanted to replace God, not be a servant of God. Satan is actually doing exactly what he's supposed to be, a filter of the love of God. If you love yourself, you're ego-driven, want sex or money or power or whatever, you're a Satanist.
Yeah.
And you're not going to live in eternity. When you die a physical death, you're going to cease to exist.
Yeah. By the way, we should tell the listening audience that everything we've been talking about except the guillotines is mentioned in the CDC's latest documents.
You can
go to the CDC's documents and find out about these green areas that are
Now, you see, in the past, you see, that's why my days as Dr. Danger Deagle, where I get treated with no respect like the comedian, you know, Dangerfield used to be treated as a Hollywood comedian, and you'd say, I get no respect. Well, guess what? Those days are over.
Yeah.
If you spit on me, the fire of your spit won't burn your lips off. Because now, and that, by the way, includes my own family, because I don't want to see them suffer. But let's say something happens and Dr. Deagle dies, or God says, you know what? You've been so bad to this poor man, I'm just going to take him home. And if I go, they're going to suffer first, and they're going to die a horrifying death. I don't want to see that, even to my own family. But you know what? People are asking for judgment because they reject the truth when it comes. I'm literally a walking letter carrier for God. I'm not just like I'm so wonderful. I'm a guy that's just a regular guy with a super high IQ and gifts that just happens to have a backpack that carries messages from the Creator. It doesn't make me supernatural or so wonderful you should worship me. Stop that bullshit. Realize I'm just a letter carrier and I'm brave enough, stubborn enough, and fearless enough that I'll actually do the job. That's it. So don't say I'm bipolar anymore, freaking shit, or call up my family and say, well, yeah, we know Bill came up with a big disclosure that no one supports him. Of course, no one does. I'm a nut, and they've been a genius when it comes to health care issues. They all want my advice. Save their sorry carcass from the stupid vaccines they took. But when it comes to the fact of telling other people, oh, go ahead. She actually mentioned the other day about a nurse, a friend of hers that's a nurse. She should take the shot and just take our supplements. I said, that's unethical. I can't tell someone to go take the dangerous, toxic, you know, Mark of the Beast shot, and then I'm going to rescue their sorry carcass
Because they don't take the full dosage, or they take a higher dosage than their booster shot, they may ruin their health and or die or become literally a cyborg of Satan when their BMAT2 region dies. And I don't want to be responsible for people who may not afford to take them or tell their friend and their friend doesn't have the money to buy our supplements. And then they take the shot and then they become literally a human cyborg. I'm not going to do that. So if you want to raise hell with yourself and stop complaining about me. Why are things not fixing? Why is God not fixing America? That's because you haven't put a fire under the ass of Donald J. Trump and Rhino Republicans are actually siding with the demon rats, they call it, or your politicians or your Justice Department. Why didn't they come up with these reports earlier? Don't complain. The reason why judgment's falling is because you're begging it. You're begging God to say, don't bring your finger of rescue to us. The rescue is Deagle. I'm the man of man. I'm coming to you with if I had support, I would have had lots of people a long time ago. I had one gentleman who was very, very kind to me, a doctor, who donated the money so I could get my project going, but then the bastards at the First Nation tried to steal it and steal the patent because they thought they had owned some kind of ownership. If you're out there listening, judgment's coming because you're doing nothing out there. You're not filing pro se litigant action. You're not praying to the Most High God. Not on your knees, but on your nose on the ground. Don't blame me because hell is going to have, a fire is going to happen. And believe me, I can open up your gifts and make you, like me, connected to the Creator God and give you lots of gifts. But you must shema, hear and do. And don't spit on me and think, well, Deagle's all responsible. No, I'm not. I'm just a letter carrier, man. I'm not going to fix or cure anything. All I'm going to do is take orders from the Creator God. And you better pray and do them too. Because we're in it. This is the tribulation. The mark of the beast is coming. They're passing laws today to put people who are not vaccinated or high risk in civil detention. It's over, people. Wake up. It's over.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Or anything else. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's life support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.